This is KUT. East Austin may be one of the city's most rapidly changing neighborhoods. Preserving a piece of it can be hard, it can be expensive, and there's money to be made in letting the change happen. Despite this, some developers recently decided to restore 7 homes in the area, but as KUT's Audrey McGlinchey reports, that's hardly the only story of preservation on one East Austin street.
78-year-old Jimmy Reed is standing in front of his childhood home. It's vacant. The siding's got a good peel going, and the house is on stilts until a new foundation can be laid. Reed lived here, he estimates, from 1942 to 1953. The house is more like a cottage. It's so small. And it's surrounded by 6 others, also empty, that look, well, I want to use the word condemned. Reed points to the front lawn.
The only thing we played here, we probably played kick the can, or do you know what kick the can is?
I've heard of it, but can you briefly describe it?
Hide and seek. You get to put a can in the yard, and you kick it, and then everybody goes and hides, and the one that retrieves the can, you got to bring it back and then find out where everybody is hidden.
Gathered in front of the home now are roughly 24 people in their 70s and 80s. All of them were once neighbors on this street, Garden Street, in East Austin. Jimmy Reed sits across from his younger brother, Kurt. The brothers organized the Garden Street reunion of kids, now adults, who lived here in the 40s and early 50s. The annual event's in its 8th year. It started one day when Kurt drove his sister Margaret by their childhood home.
We stopped out front, and I said, I had a camera in my truck, I always carry a camera. I said, would you mind standing in the front yard and let me take a picture of you?
While across the street, Janine Bergen noticed 2 people looking at the homes.
And I thought, what are they doing? So I went down and said, what are you doing?
So I told her, you know, that we lived there when I was born. I said, we're trying to get a Garden Street reunion together. And I said, as soon as we find a place to have it and set it up, I'll let you know.
And I said, well, you should have it here. The people who were born on these 506 blocks of Garden, but mostly they were born right here on this corner.
Jimmy Reed and I climbed the steps onto the porch and into his family's former home. The interior has been stripped of concrete and drywall, nothing but the original wood from the 1920s. It's like we're walking through a lean-to built of matchsticks. Not a place I'd want to live, but Reed lights up.
This was our living room, and we had a couch over here and a table over here, I believe.
Someone's tacked to the wall photos of his parents and siblings when they lived in the house. In one, 8 kids crowd the parents. 10 people lived in this house, a space barely 800 square feet large, and it's nearly a century old. Reed's own 3 kids are now grown, as are their kids. He acts like a true grandfather as we walk from the family's living room into a bedroom he shared with his brother.
Watch, don't step too close to that. This is weak here, as you can see.
But in rapidly changing East Austin, a little rotten wood never stopped anyone.
What would one of these homes go for?
Anywhere between $400,000 and
$500,000. Excuse me?
The cottages across the street where they were born, and that we felt certain were going to be torn down and made into condominiums.
Reunion host Janine Bergen again.
And they are going to save the cottages and restore them.
My name is Dimitri Hammond.
Hey, I'm Ryan Gellohorn.
Hello, I'm Kyle Christian.
Hammond and Christian run Loved Homes, a local home restoration company. Gellohorn helps with permitting. The men bought the land and the homes in January.
Half an acre, we bought it for $1.5 million.
Add in permitting and restoration costs, and they estimate spending $2.3 million to make these 7 cottages livable. Then they'll go on the market, each for roughly $500,000. Do the math, and Hammond says they'll net investors 20 to 30% profit.
Presumably, there might be a lot more money in tearing them down and building a huge condo.
There is more money in scraping all these and building new.
But it's not about that, says Hammond.
I'm really big on not wasting. So the opportunity to be able to restore something old, to be able to make it usable and renew it, even if it's only adding 20 years of life or 50 years of life, but still another 20 or 50 years and get out of it.
First, it's got to be livable. Outside of holes in the floors and cracked foundations, these cottages have tiny rooms. When they were first built, fires heated the homes and you had to lock in the heat.
When I open it up, people nowadays, they like the open feeling because it allows them to be more integrated with their guests or the rest of their family. They can cook and they can watch the kids playing in the living room or whatnot.
So this was the kitchen?
Sink was over here. The kitchen sink was here. This was the bathroom right there.
83-year-old Lois Martz grew up next door to the Reed brothers. She walks me through the small home she shared with her parents and six siblings. Like the Reed's home, her house has been stripped to its original 1920s wooden walls.
Over here was a closet, and it opened up, and it had shelves in it, and then we all had our clothes in there that we had. We didn't have a lot of clothes like we have nowadays, but Mama would have her sheets, and then we'd have our underwear.
Is this the original wallpaper?
I don't know. It looks, I can't remember.
I asked Martz what it's like to know that her childhood home will remain standing, at least in some form.
A starting point, really, of memories. Of course, as we get older and we move away to another place, it's still going to be called home, no matter what. Even if they tore it down, we'd still imagine it, it would be still here.
I get what you're saying, like even if the home wasn't here, the memories are still here. But yeah. The fact that the structure of the home, does it make the memories stronger or easier to come back?
I think both. Sometimes it's hard because of the memories. You know, my father and mother was here and we were together. And now we're no longer here. They're not any longer here with us. And that's what's sad, but we have to go on, and we do.
The developers expect to put the first of these seven cottages on the market in late June. For Martz, the Reed brothers, and all their former neighbors, they'll keep meeting for as long as they can. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News. Thank you.